Good morning and welcome to the second half of my February 2023. I am being specific about mentioning that because it's been a few days since my last record and I haven't edited it, I haven't put it together yet, so I want to make it clear to my future self when to stop and start, otherwise it'll get complicated and my life will fall apart. Firstly, I potentially have to apologise for how this episode is going to sound because my car is getting worse and worse. I think it probably is the wheel bearings because I've taken it in to have it booked in to get it checked over and spoke to one of the servicing engineers who looked at the advisory for the suspension issue that came from the MOT and said, yeah, that sound is not likely to be caused by that. So having been a taxi driver and experienced this in probably one or two cars in my past, but also one of my own as well, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I can't remember if it's an expensive job, but I do know it gets fucking annoying. It's like a really gradually increasing noise, and it's worse the faster you're traveling. So sorry about that. Anyway, it's booked in for right in the middle of my residential show week. so I suppose I should introduce the second half of the month. School has just over 2 weeks left before the Easter break. I'm enjoying it still. I'm a little bit not concerned, but I'm having to deal with some of the, I suppose, less enjoyable aspects of being a teacher in terms of behaviour management. And even with, like this morning, I got a double period with my Nat 5 pupils, my fourth years, who most of them are going to pass with flying colours. There's just one or two of them that are just a problem. They've been put in for dual entry, which means, which means basically they were supposed to be doing Nat 5, but because their practical was borderline, which is 60% of the exam mark, they've been entered for Nat 4 as well, which gives them a bit of a fallback in case, just in case. Now, the department has 100% A to C pass rate on this in the past, but so that could be disrupted this year, but my boss isn't too concerned about that because they've had staffing issues this year. We've been short-handed. So that brings me on to, well, via the point that I was about to make, where making them sit a past paper this morning and they don't know yet, and I had to refer one of them yesterday because basically we were trying to do a revision game and all I could get out of the little shit. You know, that's the difficulty though. He is a little shit, but I get on really well with them, and that's half of my problem. I get on well with the kids, so when it comes to having to actually put my foot down and insist that we get something done, it's like it comes out of the blue a bit, and I don't like doing it, but I suppose that's just part of the job. And you know, there's always going to be a part of a job that you don't enjoy doing, isn't there? The fact that I get on well with them means, I suppose, that when I do put my foot down, they know that it's time to crack on, as it were. So yeah, I've had to put in a referral, which means basically, as I was saying, the little shit, basically we were doing a revision game and everyone was taking part, but it kind of depended, as a group activity, kind of depended on everyone taking part, and all I could get out of him was, I don't care. But like literally, I'd be asking, not a question, but yeah, it'd be a question that was to do with the game, and literally he was just saying to me verbally, yeah, I just don't care, Mr. Brill. And it's like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do with that? So yeah, I've had to put a referral in, which means basically, he was already upset with me last week because I've got to be careful to say, not to say names, but my boss went and shouted at them because they weren't working, and I'd been to say, look, I don't know what to do with them. And he came to me afterwards and said, right, you're not on my birthday party list anymore. And I thought, okay, fair enough. Not that I wanted to be anyway, but but you know, don't get me wrong. Like I say, I get on well with them. They're kind of, they're not malicious. You know, they're not arseholes. They're just little shits. They're just kind of, they're just, I suppose, there's a noticeable difference, and it's not a sexist thing. It's just a developmental thing. There's a noticeable difference at that age between how much the girls want to knuckle down and get on with it, and how much some of the boys don't. It's just the fact that they do mature at different rates. So he's not going to be happy because a letter will be sent home to his parents. But anyway, they're doing a past paper this morning, and that's that. Where was I going? Oh yeah, so the job is now advertised, which means that probably while they're sitting doing the past paper this morning, I shall be applying for the job, which is the 21, it's down officially as 21 hours a week. It's the 0.6, which is basically 3 days a week, permanent contract. But I have been told that will entail, at this point, doing those 3 days a week as the permanent contract, and I will be working full time until November at least, because that's when the other teacher potentially comes back. Now, I didn't know last night, we had the second year's S2 parents evening last night, and I'm kind of glad I didn't know. It was a really long evening, 2.5 hours of 5 minute long interviews with the parents, and I didn't feel prepared for it at all, because I suppose because it's the first S2 parents evening I've done, but I was non-stop for 2.5 hours, but I actually went quite quickly, and it was quite awkward at times. I've had kids saying that they want to change their mind on their choices and come back to doing music when they'd chosen drama before, and I'm literally sat there thinking, please fuck off the drama. Excuse me, because some of them are little shits, some of them are malicious. At that age, they haven't mellowed enough to get past that stage. They are, I think in England, they're third years, they're just that age that you just kind of, they've just got to get through that shit. But maybe there'll be a change, you don't know. Where was I going? Yeah, so it was parents' evening last night. That was it. So one of the parents that I spoke to was apparently the woman whose job I'm doing at the moment, who is on secondment, and I'm holding her post for her. So she's the one that's due to come back in November. And so if that happens, then I'll continue on the 3 day a week post, and from November I'll either the rest of the week that I had been working full time in the music department, officially being paid on the supply list, the rest of that week. I don't know how it's gonna work actually. I'll have to ask them. I think I'll be there on supply. Yeah, because that's what's been happening when I've done extra days because of strike action in Aberdeenshire. I've been put on supply, yeah. So this is all very interesting, isn't it? So I'm full time. Well, this is if I get the job. I'm applying for the job today, but it'll be a permanent job, which is, although it's only 0.6, it does mean that I'm permanently contracted in that job, and I'm not having to worry too much about those 3 days a week at least. So that, I suppose, will put me top of the list for supply work for the other 2 days, whether or not music need me, but they are going to need me all the time until November anyway, as I said. So, hopefully that'll be in the bag very soon. Rest of this month, as I say, there's 2 weeks of school left. Next week is a fairly standard week in terms of my Drake on Monday, my choirs on Tuesdays. There's nothing out of the ordinary. I've actually got a whole weekend fairly clear for the last time in God knows how long. I've got this afternoon, I've been invited to get my pneumococcal vaccine, which is nothing to do with cocks, but they are going to stab me with something that will hopefully prevent the possibility of me getting pneumonia or meningitis, because I'm on the at-risk, high-risk list for it, because I've got an immune system, compromising condition. I'm not going to go through all that again, because if you know me, you'll have heard it all before. So yeah, that's this afternoon after school. Yeah, it was a long day yesterday. I got to school at 8 o'clock and I didn't leave till 7 because of the parents' evening. But so yeah, the vaccine this afternoon. I'm off to pick up a bed on Sunday, which we'd lent to my stepdaughter. Long story that you don't really need to know about, but yeah, that I've got to go and pick that up on Sunday. And then every day next week is pretty much normal until we get to Saturday, the Dewberry, Saturday the 25th. Got a limit gig on the Saturday. That's a party at the pub where we always eat at Wetherspoons beforehand, so I expect I'll be going and having some kind of slap-up meal before that. And then Sunday 26th, which is 9 days away, will be the first band call for the wedding singer up at Inverness. Now, it's a bit of a to and fro for the first couple of days of that, because I've still got my Drake thing going on. So basically, on the Sunday, I'll be... I think I'll probably need to be there by about 12, 1 o'clock. So it's not too bad, but it is a two-hour drive, pretty much. So the limit gig, I probably won't be home until 2 in the morning from that. And I'll have to unload the car. So, yeah, I'll be on a standard kind of, I suppose. Might get 7 hours sleep if I'm lucky. But anyway, up to Inverness for that. That'll be probably a three-hour rehearsal and then driving back. So that's 4 hours driving with a three-hour rehearsal in the middle on Sunday after the Saturday night gig. And then the Monday, I mean, I should be, yeah, because it's usually an afternoon band call. I should be back in plenty of time for getting to bed a reasonable time to get to my Drake all day on Monday. Monday's going to be a long stretch. Oh, the other thing is, as well, somewhere in there I've got to pack my bag for the week, have all my toiletries ready, because as I say, I'm residential at Inverness. It's not really a residential gig, but I just choose to book a room because it's easier. Well, it makes it survivable. So yeah, I've got a room booked from the Monday night, because the Monday night will be the, I think, it's either the dress rehearsal or the technical rehearsal. So yeah, I drive from Ellen up to Inverness, possibly via home to pick up. I don't know how the timing will work out. I'll have to work it out, because I'm not sure what time that band call will be. But basically, it's at least a 2.5 hour drive from Ellen to Inverness. And depending on what time the rehearsal starts, it might just be straight from the price. So that's going to be eating on the road on the Monday. And then getting booked into my hotel room on the Monday night, because then on the Tuesday morning I'll be driving back down to Elgin, which is an hour's drive from Inverness. So Elgin's about halfway between my house and Inverness, so it's a similar drive to what I normally do anyway, just the opposite direction. So driving down on the Tuesday to school, and then after school I'll be dropping the car off at the garage on the Tuesday for them to look at the potential for, I don't know whether or not they'll have to order a part and it'll have to be booked back in or what, but I've got to try and get it done before the second half of the Easter holidays, because I'm driving down to Englandshire, and I don't want to do that with a fucking noisy wheel bearing. I don't know what happens if you don't get it fixed in time, whether your wheels shatter or what. I don't know. This is all a bit of a long-winded preparation, but I'm kind of preparing myself, because yeah, so I'll have to drop the car off after school on the Tuesday and take either the train or the bus up to Inverness for that technical dress rehearsal. The place that I book, I don't know if you remember from last year, the place that if I was still doing this last year, I can't remember if I was doing, because I stopped doing my podcast for a while and then started it again. It's within 5 minute walk of the venue of the show, deliberately. It's a nice little guest house. It's not bed and breakfast, it's just the room, but it's a nice one. and not too expensive. And it's like a 10-15 minute walk from the station, centre of Inverness. Inverness is not massive, so yeah, I'll have to have a look at the bus times and prices, because the trains are fucking expensive up here. And that's, yeah, so that'll be me for a couple of days on the train or the bus back and forth from Inverness to Elgin doing my school and show combined week. And then school finishes on the 31st, which is the Friday. By that point, I'm hoping to have the car back. Well, we'll need to have the car back, whether or not it's fixed. To drive back up to Inverness for the Friday night. That's my last stay in the room, and my last two shows on the Saturday, which is matinee and evening. We usually go out for a meal in between, and then driving back on the Saturday night, and that'll be me for the end of the month. And that's the beginning of the Easter holidays. So I am looking forward to the 2 weeks break. Next term is quite a long haul, but it apparently doesn't feel as I think it's about the same length as this one. This is the long term that we're going through now, but it doesn't feel as long because the timetable changes for the kids and stuff. So, and I'm going to be head down and doing lots of shows and gigs that term as well. So even though there's a lot to do, it's gonna, and it'll feel like, I don't know, the busier I am, the faster time seems to fly. Anyway, that's enough of me rattling on. So where are we? Yeah, I might, I don't know, I'll speak to you when I speak to you. But that, yeah, there won't be much to say, I don't think, other than whether or not I've applied for the job and got the job, because they're pretty quick at giving the job once they've interviewed you at this place. As I said, when I got the job first time, I was literally 2 miles away on my way through the Starbucks drive-thru when they phoned to give me it. So hopefully I'll have some news probably before my limit gig next week, just to update you with. Whether or not I do is a different matter, and I am waffling on inanely, so I'm gonna shut the fuck up. Goodbye. Just been for my pneumococcal vaccination, and it hurt more than it normally does. I'm used to injections and blood tests and all sorts, but this one, I mean, it stung the usual way in my arm, but then I felt like, well, she was pumping whatever it was into me. I could feel like this heat going around my back, and I got like this weird, oh fucking hell, the heavens are opening. I'm assuming you can hear that. It's raining a little bit, sorry about that. Yeah, so apparently I could feel flu-y for a day or two, so I'm preparing for, do you know what, I might just take the opportunity to have a day or two on the sofa watching telly. I know I've got practice and shit to do, but I'm always looking for an excuse to validate a reason to sit and watch shit. Started watching The Last of Us, and first episode really good so far, enjoying it, looking forward to the rest of the series. And in other news, I applied for my job today, the one that I'm doing, so yeah, it'll be on the My Job Scotland website advertised for, it's got to be a minimum of two Sundays that it's got to be up, apparently, according to the rules. So the deadline that they've put down is actually a week on Sunday, so I think they're intent on advertising it for as short a time as possible. But we're not expecting anyone else to apply, so basically, unless anyone else does apply, it'll just be a cup of tea and a chat. Just a specific time to say that we've done an interview, but I have been told under the radar that if anyone does apply that I shall get coached for the interview, but they're not supposed to do that, so don't tell anyone. Shh. What else? Oh yeah, had my Nat 5s. I had them doing a past paper this morning. They were most dismayed when they walked into the classroom and found the desk set out in exam formation. But actually, marked it afterwards and none of them failed, which is a good point to be at. They've only got us for 3 weeks and then that's it. They're on their own. Sam, some revision stuff. Oh dear. So yeah, I don't know, sometimes it could be a little bit psychosomatic, but I always seem to take a downward, whatever you call it, feel a bit shit for about 1 or 2 days after I've had a vaccination. But it seems to be fairly standard, so it's maybe not. It's just I'm a bit, I suppose, concerned with this one having felt it quite... My fucking ow! My arm's stinging as well. So I think I'm just gonna go home and have a cuppa. And yeah, I'm gonna go because I can't be arsed talking anymore. Bye! Just a quick one. Oh, I tell you what, I'll try and speak, will I? I'll, at this point on a Monday, I could really do with a coffee. What has happened? It's Monday, I'm between my two Drake schools, my music workshops, and I've done the morning. Not too bad. Bit easier. Now that one of the classes they've decided to start sending a PSA, which is a personal support assistant, with the children, so they're actually doing a bit of work now. But yeah, then I go and sit in the car, have my lunch, do my bit of online paperwork for it, evaluation and stuff, and then have a kip. So I've had about half an hour's kip and I've just woken up and I'm just now on my way to the primary school where I have to do 3 sessions with various levels of disability or behavioural needs, but all little hyper machines of energy running around like loonies. Basically, there's one or two of them actually, in fact there's probably quite a few of them, that just want to bash the fuck out of everything. I've got to be careful what I take. I mean, I've had drums and I've had xylophones and stuff, but basically if you take anything that's got a beater, like a xylophone or something, they're just going to pick it up and bash the fuck out of whatever else they've got in front of them. And it gets quite funny in one place actually, because since I started, they have adopted a tortoise called Shrek. And the tortoise apparently doesn't like lots of loud noise, so we have to try to stop a kid called Adam from basically just, as I say, I mean, there's no other way to describe it, bashing the fuck out of everything with a beater. So, I don't know what I'll try and do today. I'm still trying to decide what to do, but, I was looking at my calendar, I was thinking, do you know what? I'm actually looking forward to getting the fuck on with my busy season. I've had a nice kind of steady flow of sort of gigs and activities, maybe a couple of weeks apart with each, but as of this Saturday, it's going to be pretty full on for a few months and I'm really looking forward to it. So anyway, I'm nearly at my primary school place, so I'm going to try wake myself up. Like I say, I could really do with a coffee, but I maybe should think about that in advance and bring one with me. Or yeah, I don't really want to give up any of my sleep time to go and find one somewhere I can buy one. Anyway, going away now. Goodbye. Fuck, do you know what I just realised? The clocks go forward on Saturday and I've got Sorry, I should say what day it is. It is Tuesday. I'm on my way from school to choir. I shall be nipping in home for a quick microwave meal to try and avoid too many McDonald's because I'm going to be on fast food pretty much all next week. Yeah, timings are going to be a bit weird now for next week. I've got a bit more detail. So Saturday night, as I said, I've got the Limit party gig. Thank fuck we're only playing until midnight. Which means I'll be packed up and loaded up by one back home, should have the car unloaded and hopefully be off to bed by two. But I've got to be in Inverness for 9 o'clock in the morning for a band call, which means I've got to leave home at seven, which means I'll have to get up at six, which will actually be five. So I'm getting 3 hours sleep on Saturday night. Between the party gig and my Sunday morning bank call, and I've got to drive for 2 hours there, and then 2 hours back, and then Monday I've got me Drake all day, and I finish that at about 3:15, and I've got to be back in Inverness for about six, and it's a 2.5 hour drive. Thank fuck though I'll be staying in Inverness from Monday night onwards, but yeah, that's a, oh fucking hell, I'm going to have to watch it, make sure I make maximum usage of my 5 and 10 minute resets in the, do you know what I find though, like you'll be driving along and you'd be like, shit, I better pull over because I'm feeling a bit groggy, and as I said before, I've kind of developed a knack for knowing when it's time to do that. Fortunately, there's a lot of laybys on the A96, so I don't usually have to go far before I've got one coming up. But literally less than 10 minutes on my phone, just set my alarm for the next sort of 10 minute interval, and I drop straight off when I'm that tired, and literally just, don't know, less than 5 minutes sleep, and when my alarm goes off, wake back up, and it's like it just resets your brain. It's weird. I suppose they call that a power nap, maybe, but I thought power naps were supposed to be a bit longer, but it's a bit like rebooting a computer, probably. Anyway, there were a couple of things that I didn't manage to get into the band chat on What's Up podcast, but I think I'd talked enough, so they just put it out. What was it? Yes, my first ever gig was Bon Jovi on the Brotherhood, no, not the Brotherhood, the Jersey Syndicate tour. That was fucking excellent. And I also saw Kiss. I forgot, I did see the Doors, but it was obviously not with Jim Morrison because he's dead. But I saw them in the early noughties without Jim Morrison, and to be honest, it was a bit boring, a bit disappointing. But you'll have to go and listen to What's Up podcast to find out what that's all about. That's it really. Just felt like popping in and saying hello. Hello, Friday afternoon, 24th of March, 2 o'clock. I'm on my way home from school, and it's it feels like the beginning of a holiday, but it's not really. It's a bit of a I've been kind of working towards today because everything's been sort of just kind of ticking over with the odd gig for a while, but the shit's about to hit the fan. So yesterday, some of my classes from school went on a school trip to see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the musical in Aberdeen. So that's given me an excuse to be playing a video to some of them of the making of the West End musical, because some of them are doing the musicals module at the moment. So I've seen loads of footage of how they made it. And then I've been umming and ahhing about whether or not to go and see it, but because it's not one that I'm that fussed about, but at the same time, it's not one that I've seen, and I do like musicals. So I've heard very good reports, and seeing the making of has kind of spurred my interest. And then Elwing's going on holiday soon, and I say soon, beginning of April, but I'm not going to get a chance to see them because I've got a show all next week. So and they wanted to borrow my wife's wheelchair for their travels in Europe because they suffer from pain and stuff with various physical ailments. So we were going to have to, it was probably the last convenient chance, today for us to take the wheelchair over. So I just thought, you know what the hell, it's a good excuse. We're going into Aberdeen, let's go and see it. So we're off to see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the musical, this evening, which means we can go to McDonald's on the way in. So that's today. That's it, really. I'm getting every week now, it is a week until the end of term, but with having the show on all week, next week, it feels like my kind of... it's fucking hell. The opposite of a holiday, really, is that I'm doing two jobs, essentially, for the next week. With my gig tomorrow night with The Limit, and then straight into band call and everything. But it does feel like you look forward to it the way that you look forward to a holiday. And it's just like I'll be having fun for the next 3 weeks, either in terms of playing in shows or having time out to relax and chill at home, or travelling down to England to see my mum for birthday celebrations. It's just the next 3 weeks are all... And actually, it's a bit, this is the beginning of the chaos, because even at the end of the holidays, I'm going to be back into school for a week before the first wedding of the, no, hang on, yeah, no, I've got a wedding in between. Oh, it's just, there's just loads of stuff going to be going on, so I'll just keep you up to date as we go along. But for today... Yeah, back home, do some trumpet practice, have a shower or a bath, maybe have time to watch, we're watching Through the Expanse at the moment, which is quite good, season one at the moment. We were going to watch one season at a time, but to be honest, I think we're probably going to blitz all six before moving on to the next thing, because I'm waiting for Picard to finish, and Mandalorian as well, and other stuff, So then we'll head into town, pick up a McDonald's on the way, drop off a wheelchair, go see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the musical, and then I'll speak to you again tomorrow. So in the meantime, if I can secrete amongst my person my recording phonage, I'll see if there's anything that sounds okay for me to put up from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the musical. Shh, don't tell anyone. And yeah, this is what happens when you don't prepare to stop the recording. Cue the music.
You can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it in chocolate, and a miracle or two. The candy man. The candy man can. The candy man can. Shakes his ink, makes the world taste good.
Really good. Next day, Saturday, the chaos has begun, but just a quick potted review of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory last night, which you just heard a clip from, hopefully. The set and the plot and everything was pretty much what I expected. Really good scenery, really good lighting and special effects and stuff. Really enjoyed it, but there were some specifically momentous, I don't know what you call it. There were some things that really impressed me. First of which was a little murmur went round the audience when it started, because people didn't, I don't think, realise until after it started. But in this particular performance, the role of Charlie was, the character of Charlie was a girl, which I think was, it was unexpected to me. But I mean, as it went on, it was like, well, there's no reason why it shouldn't be. I mean, I know the original book as a boy, but the character works just as well as a girl, and they just had to remember, I suppose, to say she at the relevant points instead of he. So yeah, that was I'm sure there'll be some people that would go, oh, but it's not right, Charlie the Chocolate Factory, but fuck off. It's a modern adaptation. The other thing as well, the Oompa Loompas, rather than being short people with different coloured skin, they were more like kind of Cybermen type things. There were there were a very different take on Oompa Loompas, which probably a lot more kind of politically correct. I can't remember, it's been a long time since I've read the book, but I can't really remember how they were described in that, but it was cool. I mean, you know, it's a musical stage adaptation. I've seen various different versions of things like Jesus Christ Superstar, where some of them are like sort of basically stormtroopers with machine guns, and it's like, yeah, that's not historically accurate. So I think in theatre you can take a little bit of license, and it's nice and refreshing to get a new look on it. Another thing, Charlie Bucket's mum, Mrs. Bucket, was well, she started doing sign language from the beginning, and I didn't realise at first, but actually it became more apparent, and something that Suzanne pointed out, because there was a guy behind us that we could overhear sort of saying he thought it looked a bit weird, because she was the only one doing it, and you know, it wouldn't really help sign language people in the audience to only be getting sort of part of the plot. And also, I know that there is a sign language interpretive performance on a Thursday night anyway. But that has a separate sign languager at the side of the stage. But as Suzanne pointed out, you know, she's a hard of hearing actress. So what's the problem? You know, people do in real life have hearing difficulties and use sign language as a natural thing. And I did notice after she'd said that at the interval to me, I was like, because the other actors on stage were occasionally using sign language, but only when they were interacting with her. So it was kind of, I thought it was refreshing and kind of eye-opening to kind of see that represented on stage, the representation on stage of people with disabilities, a different gender from what you're expecting. I think specifically probably because it was the touring version, there was only one child actor in it, I think. The other children that visit the Chocolate Factory were played by young-looking adults, or short people, shall we say. I don't know what the politically correct term is for that, and I know a lot of people shy away from politically correct, but I'm not one of them. It's like, I don't know, because I know Warwick Davis has had an issue with the use of the term dwarf, and I'm not sure. It's a bit like with mixed race people. I'm not sure what the politically, what the polite way of referring to those are. I think it's short people for the, you know, I don't know. I don't really care, as long as I'm not offending anyone. But yeah, that worked well as well. So yeah, it was a really good show. Anyway, 6:15, I'm on my way to set up for the limit party this evening, which I've been against the clock this afternoon with transferring some of the programming over, because we had a double booked. We took this booking knowing that our usual singer is not available tonight. So we've got the singer from the other band that I sometimes play with, Crossfire, singing with us. So inevitably some of the repertoire is different. It's a bit more limited. Get the pun. It's a bit more limited in what we can do from our own set, and we're importing some of the stuff that Crossfire normally do. But because I had stuff programmed separately on my keyboard, I've had to spend a couple of hours this afternoon transferring some of that across to the same program, if you like, so that I'm not having to like wait a couple of minutes in between songs to reload and stuff. So that was a bit of a against the clock moment this afternoon. It was informative though, because I've worked out how to do that quickly, which I hadn't really had to do before. So I hadn't really figured out how to import bits of programs from a different save and stuff like that. It's all kind of progress in terms of library, sound program library management and stuff like that. I have had to turn down an offer to do Me and My Girl with Aberdeen Opera Company in May. I was having an iron about it a little bit, but not for long. Basically because I'm already booked to do the Adams Family that week at Huntley, and although that's not as well paid, I'm in a much better position now to enact that philosophy that I had before, that I wanted to adhere to before, of just making it first come first served regardless of the money, because the money's not so much of an issue now. So apart from the fact as well that it's during term time, which means that if I'm doing the Adams Family at Huntley, it's a lot easier time-wise and travel-wise for me, because Aberdeen's further away and in the opposite direction. So there was that. So, and the other thing I found myself this afternoon was kind of trying to think ahead, because the next week is full on now. I'll get there today, get set up, and we're going to have a Wetherspoons, which is nice. But I had to be thinking a couple of days ahead in terms of having my case packed ready for Monday, because when I leave on Monday, that'll be it for the week. But also thinking about what instruments and what sort of equipment I need to have where, because obviously I've got my limit gig tonight. I'm doing a trumpet show for the rest of the week, interspersed with Monday doing my Drake thing, which needs a certain set of equipment, and then school from Tuesday to Friday, which needs a certain set of equipment, and it all needs to be in the right bags and portable for things such as train travel, because the car's going to be in the garage at some point during the week as well. So it's been quite complicated, but I did manage to suss out what clothes needed to be in my case. So basically I've got the gig today, which I think, as I said before, I'm going to be getting back late tonight, unloading, and then I'm up to Inverness before 9 a.m. So when I get back tomorrow evening, which I'm hoping I should be back home by about 7 o'clock, that'll give me a couple of hours, hopefully, to finish off making sure I'm prepared for the week in terms of stuff packed and in the right places and the right bags, and also to get myself showered and shaved, because I won't get another chance until Tuesday for that. But I think I'm on the ball. I think I've got it. nothing's. I think I've got everything in the car with me today that I need for the gig tonight. That's all I need to worry about at the moment. So we'll find out, and I'll let you know if I didn't. But in the meantime, pending me going and setting up, and then going and having a stuffing my face with Wetherspoons. Here is something from tonight's gig with The Limit featuring Neil Ray, Crossfire's lead singer, on lead vocals. I don't know what it'll be, but I hope there'll be something that's worth your ears. And cue the music. I always stuff my face when we get Wetherspoons beforehand, and I don't care. Kind of regret it when I'm packing up later on. I had a large mixed grill and my usual warm cookie dough sandwich with ice cream. But yeah, good gig, all things considered. The sound was actually much improved, and I found a button on the bit ashamed that I still don't really have my head around proper mixing desks properly after having done a sound production course. I mean, it's just about time, you know, for just sitting down. And there's a button called the PFL, pre-fade listen, and I'm always a bit confused about what that does, but I did figure out tonight actually that if I push it in, then I'm seeing the, not only am I seeing the lights on the LED sound meter matching what sound is going out, but I've got a feeling that the sound that's going out is actually what I'm mixing. Because without it in, I'm pretty sure, I don't know. All I know is the sound was better tonight when I pushed that button in. Normally it's kind of overloading, and I don't know whether or not I'm just hearing the sound that's coming into the desk instead of the sound that's going out of the desk or what. I don't know, but I had it better tonight, so that's all that matters. Knackered now. So on the way home, back home, yeah, I should be able to get in bed by 2 o'clock, which will actually be 3 o'clock, will it? Yes. So I am going to, I'm just going to get up at 6:30 and not bother with breakfast at home. Just get a coffee on, get dressed, get a coffee on, get out the door, and I'll grab a McDonald's breakfast halfway up the road. Just so I can have an extra half an hour. Nom, nom, nom. I'm hoping all the coffee I've been drinking this evening isn't going to keep me awake, but I don't think it will actually. I don't have that problem too much when I'm this tired. Anyway, yeah, I'm assuming I played you a clip from the gig, and I hope you enjoyed it. So I'll probably speak to you again tomorrow at some point on my journeys up to Inverness, or in my hour break at lunchtime, or on the way back from Inverness, or all three if you're lucky. We shall have to wait and see. I'm going to fuck off and shut up. Bye.